36, 52 degrees with a clear sky. Beautiful day. We've got a real nice weekend coming our way as well. And we do have an in-studio guest with us. Joining us is Hillary Lamberty. She is with the Northfield Area Community Action Center, the CAC. Hillary, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's going to be 75, 78 and sunny over the weekend. And here we are talking about Christmas.
Right. I know. It's amazing how the seasons pass. And I know it always kind of catches us by off guard every year, like, oh yeah, it's August. We have to start thinking about this.
And we're here to talk about, you're here to talk about Operation Joy, mm-hmm. which is an annual program put on by the Northfield Community Action Center. I don't even know how long they've been putting it out. It used to be Toys for Tots, and it's kind of evolved
into Christmas sharing.
Yeah. But it's Operation Joy now. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the program.
Sure. Okay. So Operation Joy is our holiday gift giving program, which really kind of targets our families in the Northfield School District, anyone who's really having a hard time, who's had a hard year, who could, you know, is looking at the holiday season thinking, oh my gosh, how is this going to work, right? We know that there's so many families who are experiencing food insecurity, housing insecurity, just tough, right? Like food prices, gas prices, everything is kind of putting the squeeze on families. And so this is an opportunity for Northfield to just like wrap itself around these families, our neighbors, and yeah, and just like offer them a little bit more support.
All right. And it's coming up already. We're preparing for it. You're preparing for it mm-hmm. in October because it happens before Christmas,
right.
for one thing. But let's start off with the families who are in need mm-hmm. and who think they might benefit from a program like this. What do they do?
Sure. So registration is open right now, so mm-hmm. families who are interested in participating in the program can go to our website, which is communityactioncenter.org, and register. You just sign your family up. What's really cool about this is every kiddo that signs up, so we serve kids 0 through 18 in this program, and all the kids will get a pair of pajamas, handmade, beautiful, lovely pajamas made by, you know, someone here in the community. We also partner with Content Bookstore, which is like the most incredibly generous, beautiful partner that we can imagine. And so every kid gets a book from them, which is wonderful. Every family gets a handmade quilt, which is just really special. I mean, right, handmade by these incredible groups around the community. And then every kiddo will get a Target gift card, mm-hmm. right? And so that's kind of one of the big shifts that's happened, you know, with COVID and with the pandemic. You know, a lot of holiday gift giving programs have shifted away from asking folks to buy gifts to give to young folks to using gift cards, right? And part of that shift really is about the empowerment of families. They know what their kids want, right? They know what sizes and colors and, you know, who the like character of the month is. And it feels so much more dignified for families to be able to buy gifts for their kids, right? When you go to the store and you find that perfect gift and it's like, okay, yep, that's the thing that my son wants. That's the thing that my daughter wants. So that's kind of what families who want to participate can expect.
Yeah, I know in the past that with buying gifts or having gifts donated, I tend to get a lot of gifts maybe geared towards younger kids,
right.
And maybe some of the older ones, you know, not so much, because what do you buy a teenager? You give them a gift card.
It's like the endless question, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how can people who would like to help, how can they participate?
Absolutely. I mean, I think this really is one of those great examples of a community-driven event. Financial donations really are like the easiest, best way for people to be able to be a part of this. So whether it's your own family and you want to make a contribution, or you have a business and you want to make a contribution, you're an individual who finds yourself in a position where like, yeah, I can give. I can like give a little bit to, you know, support another family, to support my neighbor. Financial donations really are like kind of the easiest and best way to contribute in that way. The other thing that I know would be really amazing. So we have this group of volunteers who all year long, right, in the summer, in the spring, in the winter, they're sewing the pajamas, right? Like, these are not bought pajamas. These are beautiful handmade pajamas. And I know they're feeling the squeeze. They're coming up maybe a little bit short. So if you're out there listening and you have a sewing machine and you love sewing, call CAC. Just, you know, check out our website, get connected. Lisa Percy is the kind of primary coordinator of this program. So if you call and ask for Lisa Percy, say you want to sew some pajamas, we would love to have your support.
Makes me want to wish I could sew. I don't have a sewing machine, and I tend to poke myself a lot with that. But there are people in the community who would, I'm sure, be able to volunteer a few hours to be able to do that.
Yeah.
It's a great cause. Do they come? Do you have the material, the pattern, or anything? Or,
you know, there's a group of people who are in. There are sewers, right? And so they coordinate everything. So all year long, right, they're buying material, they're doing all the things. So they would be the good, you know, folks to have the patterns and kind of sizes and all of those things.
All right. Do they need, is financial help provided for them? Is this something they donate for themselves?
Yeah.
Do they have to buy all the pajama material?
I am not sure. I know that they do, they have some material to use. I know they also buy some. I know a lot of people have like totes of fabric at their house that they're like, man, someday I'm going to make something really great with this. Well, this is a cool opportunity, right? To like, you know, put together some pajamas that, you know, like some local kid is going to wear and know that someone out in the community was thinking of them, already caring about them. They don't know you, but they care about you. And, you know, just, I think the name of this program, right? Operation Joy, really makes me think about like what that word joy means, right? To feel hopeful and cared for and happy and secure and all of those things that go into it. And I think a pair of pajamas or a quilt or a book in and of themselves might seem, you know, maybe not life-changing, but for a family to know that their neighbors really care about them, and to like have that opportunity to provide something for your family that you wouldn't have been able to otherwise is really special. That really is joyful.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Give us a timeline of when you need things, when things are going to be done.
Yeah.
I mentioned before, it's before Christmas, so it's coming up fast.
Yeah, absolutely. So our registration for participants is open right now. So anyone interested, if you know a family who could use some extra support, registration closes November 18th. And so we anticipate serving about 400 local families, which ends up being about 1,000 local kids, which is, I mean, just huge, right? Like that amount of spreading the joy out in the community is really incredible. So registration is on our website. And so that is open until November 18th. That is also the day when we would like financial contributions to be given by. So, you know, just for us to be able to plan, like, how much we're able to give, how many kids we're able to serve. So financial donations kind of by that date as well would be incredible.
Now, do you accept checks? Is there an online automation system that you can use?
It is easy. Any way you want to give, we are happy to receive. So, just go to the website. There's a donate page. All of the information about Operation Joy, the specifics, the qualifications, all those things are on there.
All right. Good stuff. Anything else we could let people know about as far as Operation Joy goes?
No, I just think, you know, we're all in this together, right? Like at Community Action Center, we're neighbors helping neighbors. This is all of us, right? Like it's me and it's you and it's our kids and our neighbors. And I just think there aren't too many like really tangible ways to contribute. Often it feels like giving back to your community feels really abstract, but with Community Action Center, there really are tangible ways to like get involved and be involved and do something really positive to support the community. And so whether you need help or you want to help, wherever you kind of fit into this at this point in time, we would love to have you.
Wonderful. Hillary, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it, and best of luck to you with Operation Joy.
Thanks for having me.
Hillary Lamberty with the Community Action Center. We'll take a break. We've got a look at traffic and Bob with the forecast coming up.